about 10. Hart dips it in and it's Waller. He spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Watching greatness on one end. In the bar, there's a dude with 35 in white getting it done defensively and then offensively. Taking over the fight. Mama, there goes that man.
And I picked up Detroit's running back.
Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. Testing, testing, 1, 2.
Are we recording?
Oh, we're recording now?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Waterboy Experience. I am your host, once again, the Waterboy himself, Davis McLemore. We hope you had a happy, happy holidays and a happy new year. And wow, we haven't recorded an episode since last year, and it's showing already. We got some NFL talk going on. We got a few little F1 rumors to take care of, but here to help me digest all of that is my good friend here, the CEO and CFO of Nibe Productions, the Red Bull chugging son of a gun himself, Jason Shaddix. Jason, how are you?
Well, I'm doing better than you are. That's for damn sure. I don't have any stresses in my life.
No, you don't. And your only stress in this life is editing this podcast and getting it out on time, which you can't really seem to do, can you?
I mean, I've been able to manage the last few weeks.
Yeah, for holidays and everything and being in a drunken stupor, I'd say you did pretty well.
I think you're reflecting upon yourself in that little last statement right there.
Oh, you may be right about that. So let's go ahead and get to talk about some Formula One stuff before we get into NFL.
All right, so the first thing that we have to talk about is Sauber finally getting a new name. And instead of going with Sauber Steak Formula One Team, they're now just known as Steak Formula One Team.
Steak.
Yes.
STAKE, as in high stakes.
Yep.
Not steak as in the delicious food.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of shows out what everybody's thinking. Okay, that's kind of the shit. But they're probably getting paid a couple hundred million. No, not a hundred, but a couple tens of millions of dollars. So they're doing that. So that's pretty good for them. The other rumor, well, not a rumor, but a confirmation, is that both Red Bull and Alpine have failed the crash test. Apparently, their noses caved in way too easily. And there's a regulation that says how much force a front wing or like any part of the car can take before braking. And Red Bull failed that test. And if you fail that test, it's probably because you're trying to take off as much weight from the car as possible while maintaining the durability of it. So to some people, this is a sign that Red Bull is kind of desperate because everybody started to catch up towards them towards the end of last season. And now they're afraid that they're not going to be able to move forward a lot because if you remember, they got that penalty from 2021 where they went over the budget cap and they're being penalized by the wind tunnel time, which didn't affect last year's car or 2022's car, but it's going to affect 2024's car.
Well, I mean, it's no surprise that their noses were broken. I mean, look at Max Verstappen's nose. It's fucking huge.
Are you sure you're not confusing him with Daniel Ricciardo?
Yeah, I'm sure. But anyway, I mean, so I don't see it as desperation. I just see it as, you know, you always have to try to make the car better each and every year. There is a little bit of pressure, but I don't think that was the driving factor for Red Bull. Now, Alpine, yes, Alpine is very desperate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we can agree on that one.
But, I mean, you know, that's kind of, is that like a sign for things to come for the next year, or is it like, it's not really a huge deal?
A little bit of both.
Okay. So it's like,
50-50.
It's like
maybe. But that's the Formula One news segment that we have for this week. Now though, let's get into the meat of the matter. Do you want to talk about Christmas week games or do you want to talk about this week's game?
Well, very first, let me get through the college football playoffs.
Well, then we might as well talk about some other non-college stuff after that.
Non-college things?
It's football, but it's not a college.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So I can't find the exact scores to pull them up for you, but all I can tell you is Michigan beat Alabama in quite a close game in the Rose Bowl to advance to the college football championship. And this one was a shocker. And I told you earlier today when we saw the score that I was going to be eating crow. And I really am, because the University of Washington defeated the University of Texas. And so now our college football playoff, or college football championship, I should say, is the number 2 ranked Washington versus the number 1 ranked Michigan. Both undefeated teams, by the way.
Not that it matters.
Not that it matters anymore, obviously. But, and also, I wanted to make mention, Florida State got their asses handed to them by Georgia in the Cotton Bowl. So,
and people thought so would Michigan and so would Washington.
Hand their asses to Florida State? Yeah.
No, just hand their asses to Alabama and whoever they were playing.
Oh. And they didn't. It was a very close game, and, you know, it was entertaining. It's the first time we've had entertaining games in the college football playoff in a while.
What does this say about Nick Saban?
Nothing really. He's still the greatest college football head coach of all time, and he is still going to be there next year. I think all that they need to get is they need to get some good recruiting classes over the next few years, and I think they'll put something back up together. Right now, the problem is Georgia is kind of the kings of the SEC right now, so it's always going to be. Well, still are. They're the SEC. Well, no, that's right. Alabama beat Georgia.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So really, they're competing with Georgia for the next few years about who's going to be the kings of the SEC. But, you know, now you're fighting for something bigger when you're fighting for the national championship. And I mean, against the cheating Michigan, or, you know.
Some people say, oh, well, this proves they weren't cheating. No, motherfucker. It proves that they got all the information they needed.
Well, and look, if they win the championship, if they beat Washington, which I think they will, what do you do if you find out that they, you know, the whole cheating thing has gone on longer than we expected? Strip them of the title?
They would never do that.
I don't know. That would be crazy if they won the championship off of cheating. So they basically got caught and then still did it anyway. And then Jim Harbaugh just goes to the NFL.
Where have I heard that? They cheated and then they got away with it. And then the other team began to be losers for the next 20 years.
Sounds a little like a Formula One excuse.
If I hold on to the ball, what happened? A fumble.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean now, the tuck rule game. Yeah. No, that wasn't really cheating. That was just a bad call. So anyway, that is what we're looking forward to on January 8th. Michigan versus Washington for the college football playoff championship.
Who do you have?
Michigan.
I'm going Washington.
Oh, really?
I don't like Michigan.
Well, I don't like Michigan either, but I think Michigan's going to beat Washington. But that's just me. I was wrong about I was wrong about Washington before, and I hope I'm wrong again, but we'll see. In other football news, yes, ladies and gentlemen, springtime football will be back. And two of the most botched two of the most botched football leagues of all time are returning, and they are combining into one organization. The XFL and the USFL are merging in to be the UFL.
Which, by the way, did you know that the UFL is a video game too?
I did not know that. What?
Yeah, it's, I think, Ultimate Football League.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if they ever come out with a video game, they won't be able to use the name UFL.
I wonder if there's some kind of copyright thing going on there.
Probably not the video game.
Probably not. So yeah, we're getting springtime football, and we will officially have football almost year-round. Are you excited about this?
Somewhat. It's like, I understand why they did it. Essentially, the XFL and the USFL, how do you say it?
USFL.
USFL, they're still struggling to gain a market, a foot in the market to be exact. And they basically just got together and they're like, look, in order for us to survive and be here consistently, we have to unite forces. We have to get our contracts in order.
Yeah. Which and, I think was a genius idea to merge.
Exactly. So now with the UFL, they have split the conference and they have only chosen to have, what was it, 16 teams in total?
Believe so, yeah.
Which is divided into the XFL conference and the USFL conference. And now the rest of the teams, such as the Las Vegas, what are they called, Dragons? No, Seattle Sea Dragons and the Vegas Vipers, for example. Those teams were not chosen to continue with the UFL, so they're closing down.
They're done. I mean, let's be brand new fans to this. Which team is your favorite?
I always like the St. Louis Battlehawks.
That is a pretty cool name.
It is.
It is.
But for the first game, it's going to be a champion versus champion game, which is going to be the Birmingham Stallions versus the Arlington Renegades.
I think that's my favorite team is the Arlington Renegades. Mm-hmm.
And the two divisions, the XFL division, the Renegades, the Brahmas, the Battlehawks, and another team, which I cannot see what the fucking name is, they are going to be with the XFL division. The Defenders, my bad. That's what they're called. And then in the USFL conference, going to be the Birmingham Stallions, the Houston Roughnecks, the Memphis Showboats, and the Michigan Panthers.
Interesting.
Basically, those are the teams that had the best fan base and were more likely to survive.
Well, and I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
You do. I'm actually going to watch it. I think it's going to be something interesting. I think that if they play the cards right and focus on building a community around those teams, they can create basically what the NFL, what football was pre-NFL merger.
It's possible. My biggest concern is the money. There's not as much money being thrown into this organization and these teams as the NFL does with theirs. And now all of the teams are independently owned, so they don't make revenue off of the NFL exactly. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these NFL teams have been around for decades, for going on 100 years.
Or some only 23 years.
Some only 23 years. And
shows.
It shows. But you look at the Green Bay Packers. You look at the Minnesota Vikings, I believe. You have the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions. These teams have been around for forever. And they've become a staple through generations of fans from passing it down from family member to family member. They've become community staples in their respective cities.
That is true, but you also have to think about how historic teams have changed cities in the past, such as the the New York Dodgers going to L.A., the Raiders going from Oakland to Los Angeles, back to Oakland, now to Vegas. You have the St. Louis Rams that are now the Los Angeles Rams,
who were originally the Los Angeles Rams to begin with, but yeah.
Yeah, but you go back and forth. The Colts were in Baltimore originally, right?
Baltimore Colts.
And then
you had the Tennessee Titans were originally the Houston Oilers. Which, by the way, was a fantastic football gimmick, by the way.
It was.
I loved it.
But the name was kind of stupid.
Name was a little stupid, but I loved it. It was like the definition of like old school football, the Houston mm-hmm. Oilers.
And I think we're going to see teams like the Commanders maybe leaving a Washington and going to a better state and better city.
And they should.
They really should. So while I understand, you know, having that historic thing behind you is important.
Oh, San Diego. That's Chargers.
Right.
Yeah.
The Chargers were in San Diego. Now they're in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
What a downgrade.
What a downgrade indeed.
But you know what I'm saying. All these teams, they have a fan base, and then they moved around, but they still kept that fan base, and it's because it's the community that revolves around the teams built that community. And I think these teams have the opportunity to do that. Whenever there's like a natural disaster, I think the team and the players should go out and help the community forge a strong relationship. And I think that's the key to creating a really strong and passionate fan base. Otherwise, you just have the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons.
I hope that they can draw a bigger crowd than Carolina and Atlanta did just a few weeks ago. The other thing I'm thinking is the live attendance. That's the biggest problem because it costs a lot of money to run these stadiums. And history has shown in the past for especially USFL, but also XFL games, the attendance has been really, really, really low. You know, we're talking like a 14,000 seat stadium with only maybe 2,000 people in it.
I think they should downgrade to, and even though it can look like a bad look, go and play in high school stadiums because there are some high school football stadiums that are a lot nicer than college or some NFL teams. Some.
And, right, and we're not saying you have to go play in the IMG Academy Stadium or, you know, Mater D and out in California, but start off a little smaller.
Exactly.
You don't have to run these big college football arenas. You don't have to run the Rose Bowl, which, did I show you pictures of the Rose Bowl from the Michigan and Alabama game?
No, but I'm guessing it was sold out?
Oh my gosh. It's one of the most beautiful stadiums in football history. But run those smaller fields. Don't even call them stadiums. They're fields. And
kind of make it look like Lombardi Field, where it's like your old school football stadium. Simple. Yeah. You don't need all the glitz, all the glamour that the NFL stadiums have, which is one of the biggest things that I have been complaining about the new stadiums. It's like, yes, they're nice to look at. They're beautiful and all that, but they kind of lose that thing that made them football stadiums. That you looked at them, you look at the old films and you see all those old stadiums and you're like, God, that's a football stadium right there. It's got character. It's got passion. It's got history. All these new stadiums, they're bland. And then they have like these ridiculous names like the Smoothie Bowl, the
Little Caesars
Palace.
Yeah.
All those ridiculous names. And I'm like, no. Like, go back to naming them like a unique name or something that makes it stand out rather than just be a giant sponsor thing.
Lambeau Field.
Exactly.
Even Ford Field, Soldier Field.
Unique.
And that most of back then they named them after former players or coaches or big people in the community.
Exactly. But it meant more than just, oh, well, that's the AT&T Stadium. That's the Verizon Wireless Chimichanga Stadium.
SoFi, all that kind of
thing. Okay, I think SoFi is actually a really good name. That's the exception to the norm.
Gillette.
Ugh.
So, but yeah, I see what you mean.
I really cannot wait until we have the Pornhub Stadium.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. You better believe it.
It's a smaller stadium. It's going to be the X Videos one.
No, I swear to you, one day there will be a Walmart Stadium.
I don't think they would call it.
There's a Staples Center.
There you go. There's another one. I don't think they would call it the Walmart Stadium. I think they would call it the Sam's Stadium.
Sam Walton Stadium.
Yeah.
Now that has a ring to it.
That sounds nice. That sounds nice.
But they don't have a NFL team in St. Louis anymore. So I don't know if the Walton.
The Battlehawks.
Oh my gosh. There you go. But I don't know if the Waltons still own the Rams anymore.
Probably not.
I don't know. But anyway, we hope the UFL will be productive and we'll watch it. We'll give it a shot. But if I see terrible football on there, I'm turning it off.
You really want to talk about terrible football with your fucking team?
Well, I'm getting to them. That was going to be my next topic of conversation.
Our teams did really good on Christmas, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Christmas Day, you and I were rolling. We were enjoying ourselves. We were drinking. We were loving life. The Raiders beat the Chiefs in a brutal fashion. I wasn't even able to talk about it, but we had two defensive touchdowns in less than 7 seconds. It was Patrick Mahomes was just pitching a fit. He couldn't do anything. We shut him down. It was fantastic.
There were some points where you were sweating.
I was sweating. I was. And then the Lions had a great win over the Vikings. But you beat the Vikings to clinch your first NFC North championship in,
I think,
30 years since 1993.
Yeah, 90. I thought it was 95.
Either 95 or 93. It was 90. Seinfeld was popular back then.
It's still popular.
It is still popular. But we were both really happy about Christmas.
And then this weekend happened.
And then this weekend.
Ah, boy.
Which game do you want to talk about first? My game or your game?
I think we should start out with your game and end with my game.
Right, because my game was like just embarrassing. Your game, we have something to talk about. So, I didn't watch this one out of fear, because I know what happens.
Who were you playing?
We were playing the Colts.
Okay.
Out of fear, I did not watch this game, because the past several weeks, we have been way up here. We've been rolling. We've been a team. We've been not just beating people, we've been dominating them, and it's been fantastic to watch, and our hopes have gotten up so high. But I thought to myself this week, I said, just in case, just so I'm not disappointed, I'm not going to watch, because if history is any indicator, we're going to lose. And history repeated itself, my friend, and we lost to the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, they had to bring back the high school football coach that beat you last year.
It was an awful game. But this doesn't change anything. If anything, it helps. Because now we know for 100%, now we know that we absolutely need to get a new offensive coordinator. We absolutely have to get...
Now you know it wasn't the game against the Vikings when you went 0-3.
It's more like, you know... We knew, but now Mark Davis can see it. Because, you know, it takes him a little while to see things clearly, you know?
Well, clearly it needs more time because he can't see Antonio Pierce being the head coach for the Raiders.
And that's the other rumors, that he's been shopping around still for that head coaching position, which is idiotic.
You could have had Rich. You could have had Antonio.
Had Rich. We got to keep Antonio. We can't make the same mistake twice.
It's Mark Davis.
I don't know. We'll see.
How many head coaches has he gone through in his tenure?
Oh, God. Don't ask me that question. Exactly. I don't know.
Exactly. Too many.
At least 10.
Yes, exactly. Too many. Too many head coaches. I don't.
Whereas the Steelers, throughout their entire team's history, have only had 3 head coaches.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
They should be better than they are.
Chuck Knoll, coach, what's his name? He's on CBS now. Chuck Knoll, CBS coach, and then Mike Tomlin have been the only 3 head coaches for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, you look at the Raiders, you look at the Browns, we've probably had like 20-something head coaches over the past several years. It's crazy.
It is.
So let's move on to your game.
Oh, boy. Now, I will preface by saying this, that you will never see the Lions have an easy victory. Our plays, our coaches, our players, they're still figuring out what works for us. So it's always going to be a close-ish game. And it got to be really close this weekend when we were 29-30. Was that it?
Something like that, yeah.
We were 1 point off.
1 point away, yeah.
Yeah, we were 1 point away against the Dallas Cowboys. And then one of our players who was... He wasn't eligible to play. We'll go tell him that you're eligible. And they went to tell the referee started to run away. And we did the 2-point conversion, and then guess what? We got it.
You got it.
And then they threw a flag down. And they said, well, that play is invalid because he's not an eligible player. People started to lose their fucking minds, because this isn't one of those cases where, oh, you know, you're blaming it on the refs, like a Chiefs move, for example.
Right.
It's the refs' fault. It's this and that. And I complained about it like 2-3 weeks ago, that it's like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. No, this time, it was the refs' fault. And this is how the NFL proved it. Those refs have been downgraded and are barred from officiating in the playoffs. What does that say about that ref team?
They fucked up.
They fucked
up. Everyone saw it.
There's nobody that is disagreeing that the refs fucked up. This is one of those cases
even that referee's mother is saying, you fucked up.
Exactly. When I was at work on Sunday and I was talking to this guy who comes in regularly, he's a Cowboys fan. He said, dude, I'm sorry, man. Even I knew that was a fucked up call. And this guy bleeds Cowboys. And he's like, you guys should have won that game.
You know it's bad when they admit it.
Exactly. So we got fucked by the referees.
Nah, first time?
First time.
No, this is not our first
time. But the difference is the refs are getting punished for this one.
Oh, yeah. As they should. Because, I mean,
This year alone.
Do you understand that rule? Check ineligible?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, when offensive lineman every now and then, you have to have an eligible receiver. So you check eligible. That means you check in to tell them, hey, I'm an eligible receiver. And you have to do that. Everybody saw the footage of him doing that, right?
And everybody saw the footage of the referee turning around and running away.
Looking at him in the eyes, turning around and walking away.
Well, we know somebody's paid off.
I tell you. And then they threw the flag and it's like, what the fuck? I don't even get that. I would be so mad. And Stephen A. Smith, who I don't agree with everything he says, but he called it highway robbery. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys are the number one seed in the NFC East.
Yeah.
And I agree with him. The Cowboys, like, look at them. Look at the state of them. They're not a number one team. They're not Super Bowl contenders.
No.
They're not. The Cowboys.
They're in the same position that the Lions are, except I've always said this, is like, be happy with how far we get. Because we shouldn't expect, oh, we're going to go to the playoffs. Okay, we made it to the playoffs. That's great. Oh, we're going to go all the way to the championship. Hold on there, Cowboy. Hold your horses right there. Just be happy that we make it to the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Cowboy fans are like, we're going to that Super Bowl!
As soon as they win one game against a mediocre team.
Which was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every year.
This is our year. This is, you know, Cowboys. Blah, 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 blah. And then people ask.
You can't even beat the 49ers.
Well, not a lot of people could beat the 49ers right now.
Well, except
for the Ravens.
Exactly.
But honestly.
Isn't this the second time? Like, didn't they lose to the Ravens the first time they were going undefeated and then they lost to the Ravens?
No, they've only played the Ravens once this year.
I could have sworn it was Ravens.
You might be thinking Eagles. No, not Eagles. Somebody else. They lost to somebody else. I can't remember who.
I'll look it up.
But that's another team we got to talk about. The Baltimore Ravens. Did you see what they did?
No.
To the Dolphins?
Yes, I saw what. I didn't see the game. I saw the score.
The score. And that's all you need to see. Because holy fuck. I think with that win, the Baltimore Ravens just established themselves as the best team in the NFL. And I think Lamar Jackson just established himself as the MVP of the NFL.
56-19.
Yes.
What is going on with Dolphins? Is Tua out again?
He might be. Or, you know, he's in there. He's just not doing much, you know. But think about the scores this year, like the high scoring games we've had. We've had a 70-point game. We had a 63-point game. And we just had a 56-point game.
Yes, you guys had 63.
We had the 63, yeah. I mean, like, those numbers are crazy. You don't see those. But yeah, I rest my case. I think Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, they've got it.
Yeah, and I think those two are going to face off each other. The Ravens and the Niners, because Ravens are the only ones that got a really, really good victory on them. I think so, right?
That's correct. They're the only ones that did it, like, decisively, like, okay.
Yeah, because the other one was they lost to the Vikings 17-22, the Browns 17-19, and No, that's preseason, so that doesn't fucking...
Now, I do want to make mention of this. If the Cleveland Browns manage to get into the playoffs, they would likely wind up in the number something seed. There's a scenario in the playoffs where Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns would end up playing Joe Flacco's former team, the Baltimore Ravens.
If they make it, okay, if they go to...
They're in right now,
but I'll tell you why right now. If they beat the Ravens...
Holy cow.
I will cheer for them, and I will say that they're the number one contenders for that win, that championship, because that would be unimaginable.
Well, think about this. There's a possibility we could have a Cleveland Browns versus Detroit Lions Super Bowl.
Now you're just smoking the opium. We got to get through the Niners, don't we?
Y'all got to get through the Niners. I think y'all got to get through the Eagles, too. Or they have to get through each other.
Hopefully they get through each other. But this Sunday, January 7th, they're playing the Bengals.
Who is?
The Browns.
The Browns?
The Browns.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be a fun little interesting game.
It will be a fun little interesting game. I want to give Joe Flacco the win there because he's, you know.
And then we're playing the Vikings again.
Oof.
Hopefully we can beat them again.
Yeah, y'all will be angry and y'all will get back on them. This is the last game of the year.
Last game of the regular season.
Yep.
And you guys got the Broncos.
Yeah.
Which, Russell Wilson.
But it doesn't matter. We're not playing for anything anymore. We're eliminated from the playoffs. We're just...
Oh, you guys have been officially eliminated?
Oh, yeah. With the loss against the Colts, we were eliminated. That's it. Because we had to win out to get in.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm
and
sorry.
And so we turn around the next week and we fucking lose. And I'm like, God damn
After
it.
After being the reigning Super Bowl champions.
Who, once again, let me say, they're... Something's going on.
They're going to be like Alabama and Georgia. They're not making it this year.
No, not at all.
Honestly, I'll be surprised if they make it out of the first round.
It depends on who they play in the first round, but yes, I would be very surprised.
Well, they've lost to some teams that they really should not. They lost to us.
They lost to us.
Exactly. If they can lose to those two teams, boy, they're not making it out of the first round.
Here's a good one. In the wild card, the Chiefs, I think it's laid out right now to where the Chiefs could meet the Browns in the wild card round of the playoffs. Imagine if the Browns beat. Oh.
Miss Piggy won't be happy with Kermit.
That would be something.
But anyway, that's all the stuff that I had for NFL. What about you?
That's really all the stuff I had for NFL too.
Yeah, we're kind of being very selective on the games that we want to watch.
It just takes a lot of time to cover most, like, all of the games.
And then, I'm going to break the news. You're going to get married in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's correct.
Which we had 2 weeks to find suits.
And apparently they don't make suits in triple XLs.
And 6XLs.
6XLs, so.
Yeah. You're a fat bastard.
We're not that big, guys.
We're not there, but if we keep on eating the way we eat, we might get there.
If I keep, you know, depression drinking because of the Raiders, then yeah.
You started that before you were born.
Yeah.
You're drinking for all those years that your father refused to drink.
Yeah, basically.
But anyway, sign us off, white boy.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Waterboy Experience. We want you to follow us on Twitter and on TikTok at thewaterboypod.com. Or no, just at thewaterboypod. You know how it is. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Waterboy Experience, and Happy New Year, and peace.
Second and goal just outside the 10. Carr zips it in, and it's one!